This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. What should people do? Because you are going to miss Taraweeh in the masjid, right? Now, I believe that there's two aspects to this. There's three aspects, actually. Subhanallah. Number one, I think this year, right, in the entire history, I would say, right, it's a claim I'm making, that we're going to have more Taraweehs than we've ever had ever in history before. Right, that's my first claim. Right, wallahu a'lam, but I think we're going to have more Taraweehs this year than we've ever had in history before. Because, you know, we've got more mosques than ever in history before. So even when we used to have Taraweehs in the masjids, we've had more Taraweehs than in history. Because every year we've got like a new masjid. Now this year with the lockdown, there's going to be many more. Like where one masjid would be, that we're going to have maybe 50, maybe 100 in some places. I would assume that in this area, we'd probably have at least 200 Taraweehs in the homes, if not more. Easy. In place of one masjid, you've got 200. Let's just say for every masjid, you've got even 20 Taraweehs. Can you imagine how much that multiplies in each country, right, where people are going to be doing this? Right? So number one, there's going to be a lot more Taraweeh prayers, right? And inshallah, we'll get the reward of jama'ah in the masjid because we know that from our sharia that we would have been in the masjid had we been able to be in the masjid. Number one. Number two, because there's going to be so many more Taraweehs, all those huffaz of the Quran, and we got lots of hafiz, especially North Africa, lots of hafiz North Africa, in England, we got lots of huffaz, India, Pakistan, full. Now these guys would never get to read too much of the Quran lead because it's a competition, right? You got, you know, 200 hafiz in the area. In this area, probably got more than 200-300 huffaz, like easy, right? How many of them get to actually lead in the masjid? Maximum 4 or 5, maximum, because you don't want to make it two rak'ats, right? So then they have to find other places. Now all of these people, mashallah, they can do 20 rak'ats at home with their families. Another thing is that in many traditions, in many places where women will not be praying, they've got an opportunity to pray Taraweeh with the Quran, with those. And now this is the third point I want to make. This is a very important point. Please focus on this point, right? And do something about it. This, for those people who do not have a hafiz in the house, right? They're going to be really perturbed, right? My heart goes out to them. But this is what I want to, the silver lining to this, right? Hey, this is from Allah. So those who do not have a hafiz, I got a call from somebody who says, I'm the only kind of adult male, right? And my tajweed is really bad and I only know a few surahs. And I've got this little kid in the house, my younger brother or something. Can he pray? No, you can't. Again, there's a weaker opinion in the Hanafi school that somebody very close to being mature could be allowed to lead Taraweeh, right? But we had a meeting about that, and that there's no need right now. So we don't take that opinion. The opinion is that until you're mature, you don't lead the prayer, right? Even optional prayers. So the idea is that he had 2 weeks left for Ramadan. So I said, well, you know, maybe this is the time that you go and correct your tajweed, right? How long are you going to meet Allah with bad tajweed? You see the ihsas, this final realization that we are actually very vulnerable. Nobody in my house knows the Quran or knows enough to be able to lead. Isn't that a sad state of affairs? Like, think about it. This, subhanallah, right? This is something we need to do something about. And that's what I mean. This is the very important point. I think this virus issue is making us realize how much we are in need. MashaAllah, we may have your fridge is stocked, your toilet rolls, MashaAllah, right? And everything else. But SubhanAllah, we don't have any stock of Quran, right? Or even confidence that my salat is going to be valid. Throughout my life, I've been turbulent, people are saying. I've been hesitant, like, is my salat even valid? That's why I've had to pray behind an imam. This is the time to learn. But mashallah, Allah bless our scholars, they're ready to teach you. They're ready to teach people. Just find someone. You'll find somebody online. Correct your tajweed. Use this Ramadan. People read Quran in Ramadan. So rather than just reading, Read to memorize. You'll still get reward. You'll get more reward, in fact, because you'll be memorizing more surahs. And believe me, the Quran, yassarna al-Quran, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. We facilitated, we made it easy. So this will be, inshallah, the silver lining, right, that you've been wondering about. Go and memorize something. Go and memorize something and illuminate your house, right? Let the light of the Quran, right, the blessing of the Quran, the barakah of the Quran, right, the therapy of the Quran, let that illuminate your house, right? Let that illuminate your house. So if you don't know the whole Quran, you read whatever you can. And the best thing would be that you lead your family. So mashallah, the women, everybody can join in. They just have to make sure that they're standing correctly, right? There's lots of guidance about that. I'm not going to mention that right now. But the main thing is that you lead. And look, if you cannot lead and whatever, then you pray your own tarawees. Because tarawee doesn't have to be in congregation. There should be some people doing congregation in the city. Most likely somebody's going to be doing congregation. That would suffice the rest. In terms of the congregation. But it's an emphasized sunnah to do taraweeh, 20 raka'ats. So do those raka'ats, right? Yourself, if you have to, if you can't join up with the rest of your family and lead the prayer, that's fine. Reciting the entire Quran is a sunnah, if it can be done. Now, of course, if it can't be done, you're not going to memorize the Quran in a few days, right? So don't cheat. Right, like by picking up, because that in the Hanafi school is not allowed. In other madhahib, that's allowed by picking the Quran, reading from there. That wouldn't be allowed in the Hanafi school, right? You'd get the reward by just reading whatever you know. Inshallah, you will get the reward of a full taraweeh, full Quran taraweeh, just by reading what you know, inshallah. But really, take this opportunity to go up your game, to go and learn something, to redevelop your connection with the Quran, and memorize, get some more Quran in your heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this the best Ramadan, right? For many, many reasons, inshallah, for all of us. And give us even more rewards than we would have got in a normal Ramadan, because al-ajr biqadr al-nasab, the reward is according to the difficulty. And clearly it's going to be a huge sabr and difficulty you're going to have to do. I can't go to the masjid, right? I can't go to the masjid. And subhanAllah, the sahaba, while in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they only had once or twice where the Prophet did taraweeh together in jama'ah, but it wasn't a normal act with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet used to do his own in the house. And Abdullah ibn Abbas mentions that is a narration from him. It was in Umar radiallahu anhu's time that he got everybody in the masjid. He had the qari lead, and he just observes, and mashallah, people have started doing this. So there is a claim out there that the sahaba never did taraweeh. That's blatantly false, to be honest, right? They did taraweeh, they did tahajjud as well, right? There's clear narrations about Umar in his time as the Khalif establishing the taraweeh in the masjid, and people would be there. And then in Ali radiallahu anhu, saying that the taraweeh was so long that people would actually, some older people and so on, they would actually stand leaning, you know, because it was quite long and it was quite, mashallah, strenuous. So definitely the sahaba did do taraweeh. They also did tahajjud prayer. Because the clear hadith about tahajjud prayer is in Bukhari, etc., where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aisha radiyallahu anha, somebody asked Aisha radiyallahu anha about the tahajjud, the qiyamul layl of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said the Prophet never made more than 8 rakats, either in Ramadan or outside Ramadan. That hadith has got nothing to do with taraweeh. That's got to do with tahajjud. Generally, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tahajjud was 8 rakats, then 3 of witr, right? As in or out of Ramadan, that's a totally different prayer to taraweeh, right? And that had become, you can say, organized and codified by the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. So just wanted to clarify that as well. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Remember, do not feel bad. You don't have to join in virtue. It won't be allowed. Yes, you can listen, right? Saudi Taraweeh is on. You've done your Taraweeh. You're going to do your Taraweeh. You can listen. There's nothing wrong with listening, right? But you can't join in virtually. It's just not a conception in the Islamic Sharia, right? And definitely not in the Hanafi school anyway, after you've understood this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.